The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, with the interest rates on the decline, Ireland's mortgage market is expanding. Competition for business is increasing. However, many are finding it difficult to spot affordable and sustainable property options. Joining me to talk about all of this is Margaret Barrett, the Managing Director of Mortgage Navigators, an experienced mortgage broker and a qualified financial advisor. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, going to go about getting a mortgage, do you have to find the property first, or can you get a general loan approval that gives you the license to shop?
Absolutely. You need the license to shop, Pat, actually. So no developer or no auctioneer will actually entertain your search without having a mortgage approval.
Because you're wasting their time.
Absolutely.
If you're turned down.
Absolutely. So we advise all our customers to be well advanced in their mortgage journey before they even enter the mortgage market. We can get them approved for a mortgage, house hunter mortgage approval, and we get them approved for the maximum amount of money that they sit inside criteria.
Okay, they don't necessarily have to draw all of that down.
Not at all.
But you try to max out the amount that is potentially borrowable.
Exactly. So we give them some buying power, and please God, Pat, they come back and only look for 50% of what we've approved.
Yeah, that's good. Now, what do lenders want to see from those prospective borrowers before they give them this permission?
Yeah, absolutely. Essentially, Pat, it's affordability. We have to show the lenders that people who are applying for a mortgage have the ability to repay the mortgage, number one, that they've demonstrated that mortgage repayment over the last 6 months, that they have, I suppose, responsible financial track record.
Okay, what sort of red flags might occur there?
Yeah, and there's many. So the first thing that any lender will do in Ireland is they'll run a central credit register report on the applicant.
Yeah.
So this is a credit history report. They're looking for red flags on this. So it's actually showing the lender any lending that you've had over the lifetime that's recorded on the CCR report. We advise all our customers to run a CCR report before they go for an application. They can read it. It's very simple.
Can you clear it if you've got a black mark?
You shouldn't have a black mark, I suppose, is the quick answer on that. Yes, you can, right? Okay, and there is mitigating factors. So the lenders are really interested in your short-term borrowing over the last 12 to 24 months.
Yeah.
If there's one missed payment in the last 12 to 24 months, we can surely mitigate that because it's probably a timing issue with regards to the direct debit.
So it's not so much, it still remains on your credit rating, but the bank may overlook it, say, I understand why that happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It could be a blip on the CCR. If there's more than one, we're now entering territory where we're trying to explain why there's more than one missed payment. So that's personal lending and for credit card repayments and overdraft facilities. For mortgages that had a restructure or a missed payment, the lender is looking for a clear CCR for about 5 years, Pat.
Okay.
So they're looking for you to, I suppose, have gained new lending in the last 5 years and that you're showing financial responsibility in the repayment of such.
Now, they're also looking at the level of debt that you're currently sustaining and repaying. It could be car loans, it could be other bits and pieces.
Absolutely. And what that does is, we'll say, if you're carrying personal lending at time of application, there's two assessment criteria that can askew a calculator. One is called your net disposable income. So this is where your take-home pay can service your lifestyle and service any personal debt that you currently have, plus the mortgage repayment. So if that goes into a deficit, you're showing that this mortgage facility is actually going to put you under financial stress.
So affordability is the issue.
Exactly.
You can't afford it. Sorry. Goodbye.
Exactly. Now, what we actually, I suppose, what we advise our clients, you know, if they are carrying a significant amount of personal debt, you should be able to carry some level of debt with a mortgage, to be quite honest. But if you're carrying a significant amount of, we ask them to consolidate it, to reduce down their monthly repayments. And then that, I suppose, you know, makes the calculator look at the NDI and the debt service ratio. I suppose the debt service ratio is another multiple. So your level of debt should be under 50% of your income. Some lenders would like to see it under 40% of your debt. So I suppose we're trying to make sure that you have the affordability every
now,
month.
The lender is trying to future-proof this as
Absolutely.
Well. So things that might happen, childcare costs, loss of a job, all of those things.
Absolutely. And what we'd say to our clients is that your monthly mortgage repayment needs to be so comfortable that on your worst month, you can afford it.
Okay.
Because circumstances do change. You know what I mean? We might have a sole applicant that becomes a joint application that becomes with three dependents in 4 or 5 years' time. And that's an extra cost on any family structure. So you should be able to afford it, and there should be plenty of comfort in your mortgage repayment.
Now, do they analyse your accounts, you know, totally? I mean, that little account with Paddy Power, the bookies.
Yeah, they do. And it's quite forensic, and it's not to frighten people off. But what we're trying to do here is that we're ensuring that your management of your current account and your savings account is quite responsible. So what we're looking for, Pat, is that when the day that your salary goes in, to the day that, I suppose, the next 30 days or 31 days, whatever it be, that you have enough money to service the mortgage repayment. So we're, again, we're looking for affordability. But we're also looking, if you have facilities like an overdraft facility, that you're not going into that overdraft, you know, okay, multiple times during the month. Because if you are, you're actually signalling to the lender that you're under financial stress.
That you've got an affordability problem.
Absolutely,
okay,
absolutely.
Now, what about full disclosure, telling them the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
And it, so often we're not actually told the full disclosure. So look, I suppose be upfront, especially with your advisor and your mortgage broker. If there's something that we need to mitigate or if there's concerns that we have on a full disclosure, we'll proactively try to work around that, right? Okay. The one thing that I suppose that people can often omit to tell us is that the number of dependents that they may have in the household. It's easily seen because we'll see children's allowance coming in, so we want full disclosure on that. Also full disclosure on any other banking that you have. So a lot of times we might have, you know, applicants that would have lending or banking in other countries, so we need to see full financial disclosure.
Now what about employment stability? At the moment there is great stability in the employment market, but of course Trump becomes president. Who knows how many of the companies here might depart?
Absolutely. And we're seeing a little bit of volatility in some of the multinationals in Ireland at the moment. I suppose two things that we advise our clients that, you know, changing jobs in the middle of a mortgage journey can sometimes be a hindrance to a mortgage application because you're now entering a probationary period. Most lenders will approve an approval in principle on probation, but they'll want probationary period to be completed prior to a full letter of offer to issue. For the likes of contractors and freelancers, what we're trying to prove is that the income is consistent over the last 2 to 3 years and that it's sustainable into the future.
Now, what about being sound in wind and limb? If you have health problems that you don't talk about,
absolutely,
or do they want to know?
We do, we do. So there's two things that you need to have in place for mortgage drawdown. So you have to protect your house for an insurance policy, and you have to protect yourself with mortgage protection. So often we find, and it's down the line in the mortgage journey, that we're trying to put a mortgage protection policy in place, and next thing there's a health concern, and we're unable to facilitate a mortgage protection. No lender in Ireland will probably draw down a mortgage without having protection. Now, there is mitigating things that we can go after. We can go after debt and service, income protection, so on and so forth to mitigate that. But what we advise our clients, Pat, in the brokerage is that for home insurance, that a home insurance quotation is run on every property secondhand. And for mortgage protection, we get a mortgage protection quotation at the very start. So now, we've no problems.
The final thing is most people are buying a finished property, but some people are buying doer-uppers or they're even self-builders. And the idea, you borrow so much money and then you run out of cash.
Yes.
Do they check the viability of your project?
They do. So if you're buying a doer-upper as a self-builder, as you say, we need a full costings report by an architect or an engineer. That costing report has to include a 10% overrun contingency. Lenders differ in how they deal with that 10%. Some lenders will lend on the 10%. Some lenders will want you to have that 10% sitting inside in a bank account. But you, like as I say to everyone, if you're costing something, go heavy on the pencil at the start of a mortgage application because overruns happen probably 99% of the time.
So contingency has to be built in.
100% and even a little bit extra.
Now, Margaret, you're a managing director at Mortgage Navigators. Where are you to be found?
We're in Cork and Dublin and we're online.
And you're online. Mortgage Navigators. Margaret Barrett, thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat.
For joining us. A very informative discussion there.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.